The Brady Report.
Got a big week. Ender Brady, good morning.
Every week's a big week. Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Let's start about this new criminal craze.
Yeah, in London, this is disturbing, actually. Mopeds. Many, many young people of a criminal nature are using mopeds and scooters to get around and to escape justice and to flee the scene after they've primarily robbed people. 16,000 offences in the past year. That is a 300% increase on the previous year. And we learned today, courtesy of a colleague of mine, Mark White at Sky News, that the police, in many cases, are reluctant to give chase because if something goes wrong, they're concerned that they may not have the backing of senior officers. So these teenage criminals, basically, zipping around the city, stealing handbags, stealing mobile phones, in some cases using acid. We've seen a big increase in acid attacks in London this year. It's very worrying.
Let's go to jail now with the breast surgeon.
Yeah, this is a fascinating case. A guy called Ian Paterson, people might remember he was jailed in the UK a few months ago. He had carried out needless surgery on more than 10 victims. And these were women who had gone to him and that, you know, they had concerns that they may have had breast cancer. He carried out mastectomies in some cases that were not needed. He was given 15 years in prison. He's in his 50s. He's from Altrincham in Greater Manchester. Paterson has learned today that his case has gone back to court and they've increased it. They felt that it was unduly lenient. So his 15-year stretch has just become 20. So I would imagine his victims would be very, very pleased about that.
And finally, mate, some footy news.
Yeah, big transfer over the weekend. It's the world record transfer that's kind of shocked and horrified people. Neymar, the Brazilian striker at Barcelona, moving to Paris Saint-Germain, the French side, who are, they're not even the French champions at the moment, for a fee in the region of $400 million. That's the transfer fee. The word is he will be earning $1 million Australian a week after tax. The big unveiling is set to be over the weekend. Soccer's going mad, really.
It is. It has been mad for a while. Mate, have a wonderful weekend. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon. We'll do it again on Monday.
Back a winner, Millsy. See you Monday, guys.